Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Chrissy McVay bringing us back with Fleetwood Mac. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dan Eberhardt is our guest. He's a great member of our Brain Trust, CEO of Canary LLC. It's a privately held oil services company. He's an oil expert, and he's joining us all the way from wherever he is in the world. He's doing business all over the place. Hey, Dan, thanks again for being here. So, Dan, Saturday, I think it was, drones, armed, heavily armed drones with real ordnance, folks, real bombs, missiles, rockets, I don't know what all, attacked a major oil operation in Saudi Arabia. Knocked out a major installation there and disrupted a whole lot. Dan, tell us what you know. Are you there, Dan? Did we lose Dan? Are you there, Dan?
Yeah, I'm here.
There you go. All right. So, folks, Dan's overseas, so maybe the connection's a little iffy. So go ahead. Tell us what you know about what happened.
Sure. So basically, there's a processing facility that processes roughly 70% of Saudi Arabian crude. Now, keep in mind, their crude is 10 or 11% of the world total.
Right.
And there were 10 strikes, and the media is it's a little bit conflicting whether they were missiles from Iran or drones from Yemen. And that's not an area I have expertise on.
The bad guys in Yemen are backed by the Iranians. So either way, Iran's got his hand in it.
Yeah. And so this is not – so Saudi Arabia has confirmed that they've taken 5% of the world's supply, half of their supply offline.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is very destabilizing. And then you have to consider a couple of different things. First of all, the Saudi supply – is about their excess supply, so they are the world's cushion. So them going offline is very destabilizing. They're about 70% of the spare capacity in the world.
Because they can ramp up quicker than anybody, actually, right? They can ramp. So we can ramp up here, but it's going to take us longer than them.
Yeah, well, we're responsive to markets, so it's about business, it's about capital markets, it's about capital efficiency,
right.
And all that takes time. We're designed to make money. We're not designed to be spare
right.
capacity.
And that's the one trick. They're a one trick pony. That's all they have.
Yeah, and that spare capacity runs through this processing facility. So, you know, you've got to consider that's offline too. So now,
whoever attacked them knew that this was their Achilles heel, this location.
Oh yes, and this has got to be compoundingly embarrassing for the Saudis because they have been very aggressive about wanting to float Saudi Aramco, their oil company, into a $2 trillion public offering. So this is, you know, quadruple embarrassing for them.
But they've been working on that. They've been working on their IPO for 2 or 3 years. They've been trying to get it done for 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, and it would be the world's largest if they floated, but I don't think that's going to happen now. So this is extremely embarrassing for them, and I'm sure they want to retaliate and want the U.S. to participate in that, especially if it's against Iran. So there's a whole bunch of geopolitics at play. The U.S. Strategic Petroleum Reserve has got about 600 million barrels. About a week to 2 weeks ago, the U.S. was trying to sell a third of that to Australia. So that I'm sure that deal is off now, but that would have been a major strategic blunder given what we know now with what's happened with this strike. The Saudis supposedly have 100 million to 180 million barrels of spare capacity, but it's unclear what percent of that capacity is in Saudi Arabia and what percent is actually held in other places overseas.
Right.
So
right.
I think that the oil market for both Brent and WTI spiked 15%, about just under, on Monday, and has since retreated about 1%. But I think this is really a fog of war. Basically, it could jumps when more information comes out, or it could be pulled back slightly when they get
Or online. If there's a military response to this, that's going to automatically cause something. I mean, just any kind of a military event like we could have would cause an oil spike, even if it wasn't related to oil. Would you agree with that?
Well, exactly. This could be the first chapter in a Saudi-Iranian war. You know, if the U.S. gets involved, I think it could spike considerably. What I think is going to happen, though, and what I think we're going to see is when the news comes out, I think that these processing facilities, so there's 18 stabilization towers. Five of them were struck, and they were the five that are the most specialized in taking the heavy crude.
So they knew what they were doing. Whoever attacked, this is why they're calling this a sophisticated attack, not just some ham-fisted bombs being thrown at a location. These were strategically positioned attacks. They knew where they needed to go, and they hit them, didn't they?
They knew exactly. They knew exactly what
this
they
is
were
why
doing.
They believe what the I Iranians did it, not the Houthi rebels out of Yemen. They knew that's the reason they're thinking that this is done strategically by the Iranians. And it looks like, I mean, more and more the reporting today, Dan, sounds like the attacks came more from the north, which would be toward Iran, and rather than from the south, which would have been toward Yemen. Hold on to that thought, Dan. I need your website, please.
Sure.
What's your website?
My website is canaryusa.com or dankeverhart.com, and my Twitter is at dankeverhart.
Okay, so check that out, folks. Right back with Dan. We're going to get him to wrap this up for us after the break. What do you think we're going to do going forward? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.